USA Radio News.
Voters all across the country are heading to the polls today to decide the balance of power in Congress between Democrats and Republicans. Voters are reporting long lines, broken machines, and a polling site in Arizona was foreclosed on overnight. That caused a bit of confusion. I had a chance to catch up with these voters earlier today.
And I never seen anything like this before.
And I'll wait as long as it takes to get my vote in, so hopefully everybody else will the same way.
AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka was asked on Fox Business who the unions are putting their support behind.
We're going to elect both Democrats and Republicans that support worker issues, and we're going to have a better shake at it. Hopefully they'll be able to work together, and if they don't, we'll elect more people.
Yep.
Pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc made his first appearance in a federal court in Manhattan today. The judge decided that Sayoc will be held without bond. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The Supreme Court has ended a battle over net neutrality rules. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The High Court refusing a request from the Trump administration and the telecommunications industry to wipe away a lower court decision that upheld Obama-era net neutrality rules aimed at ensuring a free and open internet. Now, the justice's action does not undo the 2017 repeal of the policy by the Trump administration, but the High Court decision not to throw out that 2016 U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia circuit ruling leaves a legal precedent in place that could be of help to net neutrality supporters in any future legal battle if the policy is ever reintroduced. The rules championed by Democratic former President Barack Obama intended to safeguard equal access to content on the Internet.
The court also ruled that local governments with small workforces must comply with federal laws against age discrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Migrant caravans are continuing to head north. Now, they're taking a break today in Mexico City and are still about 700 miles away from the closest U.S.-Mexico border. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and she joined them on a recent podcast. Now, Sarah was embedded with one of the caravans, and she talks about some of the things she saw.
I talked to some of the women that were there. They were very concerned. They were concerned about their children. And what was even more distressing was the fact that they were put to the front of the line. So the elderly, the disabled, the women and children were pushed to the front of the caravan. And it became a very dangerous situation, even for the Guatemalan government. We saw in Mexico, you know, when they pushed through the lines and they pushed people down and there was a stampede, that became a very big problem. It also was a problem in Guatemala, too. So they were very concerned about the safety and welfare of the women and children, not just because of the lines. Now, when you talk, I've interviewed many, many people on this migration, not just this one, but on migrations of the past when we saw the unaccompanied women and children coming through during the Obama administration, for example. A lot of unaccompanied minors were crossing the border. I was on the border to witness that as well. The children are sometimes sexually assaulted. Many times. Some of these children are being trafficked by drug cartels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.